Amen. You see, back home, First Sunday, we do not take it lightly. First Sunday, people praise God, and they praise God with all the might. They dance, some roll on the floor, some somersault. You see, now in the 74, while somebody dancing, then they somersault. Oh, you know, you see nothing here. They don't care about the clothes they got on. And they will dance, they will sweat because they give God the glory, they give God the praise for crossing them over from the old month to the new month. In the old month, they never went to the hospital. They never had no doctor appointment. And I can tell from some of you faces that last month, you never had any doctor appointment. It was the grace and mercy of God that crossed you over. So can you shout it, hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know I have a witness here. Amen?
Amen.
So we are here to give God the praise. If you have your Bible, we are in 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. And please stand with me as we honor the word of God. Whenever you open the Bible and read, it means God is speaking. Amen? And you need to stand and honor the words of God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Say thank you, Jesus. If you are not, say wait for me. Amen. So we'll wait. And let everybody stand. If you got two legs, you can stand. Stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 9 down. Say, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and houses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces, and took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the river. Amen. You can read the rest. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Lord, we give you all the praise. We say, speak to us today, oh God. For we know we're all you. We do nothing. We're all you, oh God. We cannot speak. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by your spirit. Oh God, we say, speak. Touch my lips, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, and let the anointing flow. And Lord, let your words fall on good grounds of our heart. Lord God, let it multiply. And let it bear good fruits, oh God, and to you be the glory. We come against every plan of the enemies in the name of Jesus. We cover us all with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. Somebody shout it, amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to us all on the team today.
If you see it, you can get it. Yes, Noah. If you see it, you can get it. Oh, that is beautiful. Amen. Most of the thing that you possess today, you saw it, and you like it, and you purchase it. Hallelujah. The wife that you have today, the husband that you got today, you saw each other. When you are falling in love, you are not blind. You saw the person. And your heart begin to leap. And something in your heart begin to speak. And it came through your mouth. I love you, 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 I love you. Amen. Because the eye saw and the mouth spoke. Are you with me, somebody? So most of what you possess today, be it clothes, be it money, be it car, house, your possession that you have today, you saw it before you reach out to get it. Amen, somebody. So, in Hebrews 11:1, the Bible declared that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you don't have to see it before you believe it. You got to believe it when you prayed about it. And when you prayed about it and praise God about it, then you will receive it. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you should pray with our evidence, not seeing it. I don't see it, but I believe it. Hallelujah. I don't see it, but I believe it. And because I believe it, I shall have it. Hallelujah. In verse 6, Hebrews 11, 6, it declares, it says, now faith is the sustenance. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. We came today because we believe there is a God. That he lives forever. We believe in the true living God. That's why we are here. And we are here with different kinds of problems. Some are here because they got headache. They say, if I go to church today, the Lord will heal me. Some have a problem that they cannot solve. They say, if I go to church today, the Lord will solve my problem. Hallelujah today. Somebody here today, they came to just worship God. They say, if I worship, the mountain will be removed. Hallelujah. Do I have a listener here today that believe there is a God that will reward you because you believe in him? Give it a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you come to God, believe that he is. He is your Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is abundant. Hallelujah. God is God. There's nothing can change you from being God. But what you see is what you get. What you see in the service today is what you're going to get. Hallelujah. What you see in your children, that's what you're going to get. Hallelujah. What you see in this nation, that's what you're going to get. Hallelujah. What you see in yourself, not what people see in you. It's what you see in yourself, that's what you're going to get. Hallelujah, somebody. I feel the power of God in this place. That somebody begin to grow in faith right now. Your faith is increasing. Hallelujah. Because faith come up by hearing and hearing of the words of God. I got good news for you. That's where you see God. That how God will perform for you. If you see God to be a little God, He will do a little thing for you. If you see God to be a middle-sized God, that's what He will do for you. But if you see God to be a big, big God, He will do big, big things for you. If you believe that God is going to do big, big things for you, give the Lord a hand of praise and shout it, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 16, Hebrews 11, verse 16 said, and with all faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. God is not pleased, oh, with your worship. He is not pleased with your giving. He is not pleased with whatsoever sacrifice you can make in His presence. The only way God will be pleased if you got faith in Him. Hallelujah. Because faith in James chapter 2 verses 14 declare faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Until you can put your faith into practice, into work. Yes, your faith is dead. Hallelujah. I got faith in God that I can walk right. I can talk right. I can live right. I believe God for that. Because He is holy, so I shall be holy. I believe God for that. And because I believe it, I practice it. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, you need to put your faith into work. Hallelujah. Having faith alone is not all to it. You got to put your faith to work. Hallelujah. So Elijah and Elisha, they are great men of God. You know what Elijah did? He prayed and there was no rain for 3.5 years. Elijah defeated 400 prophets of Baal. You know what he did? But Elijah ran away from the female Jezebel. He ran for his life. That's what tells us that women are powerful. Amen. Powerful. They are powerful. Women are powerful. You are so powerful until you got, you in partnership with God to continue His creation. You carry a baby for 9 months. That make you powerful. Oh, you got to get a lady a hand of praise, man. Somebody, come on, clap for the ladies. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about, sister? To kill a human being, just one, in your stomach, it's not an easy thing. Are you talking about twins? Oh, man. I want to shout hallelujah. But Jezebel was so strong that Elijah could have run away from her. Hallelujah. Great men of God. The one that prayed, that fire came down from heaven. Believe in God. Believe that all things are possible. To them I believe. I don't know what you believe in, but when you believe in God, God can do greater things for you. Hallelujah, somebody. He can remove your mountain. He can raise your dead again. He can revive your soul. He can make you walk on water. He can rebuke the devil. And the devil will flee because you believe in God. Oh, miracle can take place. All things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. What you see, that what you got. Amen. That's what you can get in this service today. I want to see great things. I want to see the move of God. I want to see the blind eyes open. I want to see the cripple walk again. I want to see somebody dead soul be revived. I want to see somebody receiving the Holy Ghost again. I want to see God moving in our midst. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Jeremiah 2:14, Jeremiah 5:21, he say, many people have eyes and cannot see. Hallelujah. Many of us, he says, here in Jeremiah 5:21, he say, hear now this, O foolish people, and with all understanding, which have eyes and can and have eyes and not see. Hallelujah. Which have ears and hear not. And Jesus came in Mark 8:18. He says, having eyes, see he not. And having ears, hear he not. And do ye not remember? Hallelujah. You know why? God is talking about another eyes and another ears. Your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears. God wants you to hear and understand. And the eye to see things differently. Hallelujah. See things in the spiritual realm. What you see in the spiritual realm, you got to pray out into the physical. Because you believe that God can do anything. And one thing that God cannot do is to fail. Hallelujah. So because you believe in God, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, he declared today that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. If you will have the victory in this world that we live in today, the world that's full of trouble, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. If you will overcome, hallelujah, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm talking to somebody. If you will have the victory, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. For what you see cannot last. But what you don't see and believe is your lives. So somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible. Oh, to them I believe. Hallelujah. You need to believe it. That everything that you believe, oh, God said it is possible. What is impossible with men, it is possible with God. I'm talking to somebody today. What is impossible with your daughter, it is possible with God. What is impossible with yourself, it is possible with God. What is impossible with your neighbor, it is possible with God. Hallelujah. Whatsoever is impossible with man, it is possible with God. Can you say hallelujah? So Elijah knew what he was seeking. It was possible. Hallelujah. He was knocking to heaven door. He was praying. He was fasting. I need double anointing. And because he saw it in the spiritual realm, he got beyond Elijah. He said, I'm going beyond Elijah to get my double portion. And nobody knew what he was following Elijah for. Even Elijah said, did not know what Elijah was kept on pressing on behind him. Hallelujah. They got to Gilgal. Gilgal is a place of prayer. While they were praying and worshiping, while they were praying and praying and praying, Elijah told Elisha, say, you got to stay here. I'm going over to Bethel. Oh, Elisha said, as God liveth and as your soul liveth, I will not stay in Gilgal. Prayer point is not my stopping place. I gotta keep moving on. Hallelujah. The more you pray, do not stop praying. Keep praying and watch and pray. There is something about to happen. Keep moving forward. Hallelujah. As you pray, pray to move in faith. As you pray, pray to move in faith. As you pray, pray and work. Are you with me? Don't just pray and feel nothing can happen. Pray and move. Somebody say push. I want you to say it. Say push. If you push it, you push all your mind, right? Somebody say push. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Pray until something happens. It's operation push. If they just pray and nothing happened, it means that the church is not praying right. If you pray and nothing happening, it means that you are not praying right. But when you pray and pray right, you can move mountain. You can open Red Sea. You can open Jordan River. You can say to your enemy, depart from me, and your enemy will depart. I'm talking to somebody. When you pray and pray right, take another step forward. Hallelujah, somebody. Elisha told Elijah, I'm not leaving from behind you. And they went to Bethel. When they got to Bethel, there's a place of worship. Hallelujah. Remember they prayed. And they got to Bethel. And they began to worship. While they were worshiping, Elisha told Elisha, I'm going. Nyana, stay here and pray and worship. Elisha said to Elijah, I know it was good to pray for the miracle, for the breakthrough. I'm worshiping God that it will come to pass. When you pray, begin to worship that you got it already and you shall receive it. I'm talking to somebody. Don't take time to worship God for what you are believing God for and continue to pray for it. There's the time to pray for it and it's time to worship for it. It's time to pray for it and it's time to worship for it. And when you pray for it and worship for it, you shall have it. You shall receive it. You shall have it. You shall receive it. Because God, when he is lifted up, blessing come down. Hallelujah. As they worship, oh, the Holy Ghost was moving. They were worshiping. And Elijah told Elisha, stay here. I'm going to Jericho. Oh, come on, somebody. I came too far to go back. I came too far to stay where I am. Every day with Jesus is getting better. Every day with Jesus is getting sweeter. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He always just the same. Praise his holy name. Do I get a witness here? Do I have somebody that got a testimony? Since you got to know Jesus, every day is getting sweeter. Every day is getting better. Every day is getting all right. Every day is getting okay. Every day you're getting a victory. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you see, you can get it. Hey, amen, somebody. So if you can see it, you can get it. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. They got to Jericho. You know the history about Jericho. At Jericho, there was no way to cross over because the wall of Jericho was so thick. And he had two chariots powered by each other. People had apartment in the wall. And the enemy said, you cannot come up here. We heard about you. How your God conquered all the nation. But for us, we are fortified. We have a great defense that you cannot penetrate. Hallelujah. But Joshua knew that with God, all things are possible. So, Jericho is the place that you got to hold your peace and let God fight your battle. Hallelujah. You've been fighting too long, but it's time for God to fight for you. The Lord says, I should let you know, whatsoever battle that you are in is not yours for his. The battle is not yours, but for the Lord. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. Hallelujah. All you got to do, the praise that you took from Bethel, you got to take that praise into Jericho. Just praising. Just praising. When the glory get tough, the tough will get glory. All you got to do is praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun's go down. Praise him when your back is against the wall. But God will make a space between your back and the wall. Hallelujah. Praise your living God when Nebuchadnezzar set up a golden image and say you got to bow down, it's not time to compromise your faith in the Lord, because we see something better that is coming that you cannot compare to the life you live here. There's coming a new Jerusalem. There's coming a brand new life. So don't give up your faith. Keep worshiping in the water of Jericho. We come down. Hallelujah. I don't care what the doctor has said to you. All you got to do, just worship. And that water of sickness will come trimming down. You cannot pay your bills because you have not been working. And the bills are piling up. All you got to do, turn your worry into worship. Hallelujah. And what you see is what you will get. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Now listen to me. At Jericho, he told Elisha, I'm going to Jordan. Now listen. From Gilgal to Bethel. From Bethel to Jericho. Along the way, there were sons of the prophets. And the sons of the prophets begin to discourage Elisha. Let me say something to you today. People that you know, that you think they love God, that you think they got faith in God, will be the same people that discourage you tomorrow. That you will not reach your destiny. They will tell you it is not possible. They will tell you, you got to quit this thing. They got to tell you, they will tell you sometimes, you have to slow down. Oh, it was in the days in our church. Not the way we shout. This day is not the way we worship. When you shouting and worshiping here, oh, you disturbing us. Oh, we are sick, dead people. We are people of, dignitary. We don't shout. We don't raise our hand. But let me tell you something. If you know what God has done for you, and you know where the Lord took you from, and you know what God brought you to, nobody can stop you from shouting hallelujah. Glory to God. When there was no food on my table, he put food on my table. When there were no clothes on my back, he put clothes on my back. When there was no money in my hand, he put money in my hands. I'm talking to somebody. When there were no shoes on your feet, the Lord provided a shoe for you. The Lord always gave you something, and you got something to praise God for. And let me say this to you. Not what people say to you should be the one to break you or build you up. It's what you say to yourself can either lift you up or bring you down. Amen. What am I trying to say? Another person's opinion cannot define your destiny. I'll say that again. Another person's opinions cannot define your destiny. Because in life today, you cannot please men. No matter what you do, men will still complain. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. You can give and give and give. Now the ninth time, the day you don't give, they're going to complain. Amen. When you short, they complain that you're too short. When you tall, they complain that you're too tall. If you can eat, they complain. You get fat, they complain. You are thin, they complain. If you spend, they complain. You can't spend, they complain. If you stop at a red light, they complain. If you take your car and go when the light change green, they complain. When you pass by somebody on the way, they complain. Everybody complaining. So you cannot please man. Neither can you please yourself. What you gotta do is learn to please God. Because you cannot please man. They never knew what Elijah was seeking. Elisha saw something that they cannot see because they were son of the prophet. They were trying to kill his faith. Stay here. Don't you know that the Lord will take your master today? I like he respond to them. Elisha said, I know, but half a choir. Shut up. So they got to tell the devil to shut up. The devil open his mouth and tell you that you cannot make it. You tell the devil, shut up. Am I talking to somebody? Somebody need to tell the doctor, not in your face, don't let him hear it, but in the spiritual realm, okay? In your heart, He said that you got the disease and you're not survived in your heart, in your prayer. You tell him right there. Don't let him hear it now. But you tell him, say, shut up. I know the God I serve. You need to shut up. When the cop pull you over, I want to give you a ticket. And while he checking what you have done, in your heart, you say, in the name of Jesus, shut up. Am I talking to somebody? He may not hear, but the demons that are trying to utter the word of fear, God will get hold of the demons. Am I talking to somebody? When fear comes upon you and say you will die, you don't tell fear, shut up, I will not die, but live and declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm living for the purpose and the plan of God to be fulfilled in my life. So what I see, and I get it. Amen, somebody. So nobody could convince Elisha to stay. Even his master Elijah could not convince him. Because he said, my mind is made up. Look, people that you need to fear under the sun are those who have a made up mind. My mind is made up. I have decided to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I pick up my cross to follow him. No matter what comes, I will not go back. I will not look back. Hallelujah. Because I have decided to follow Jesus. You may not like me. I have decided to follow Jesus because I see something that is coming for me. Hallelujah. They've been playing against you, but you have made your decision. I will follow Jesus because I see something. They could not convince Elisha. He went together with Elijah and they got to Jordan. Elijah took his mirror, his rod, and struck Jordan River, he divided. And they walk on dry ground. And Elisha said, I see what I'm seeking. I see it coming to pass. Amen. I'm walking towards my blessing. I'm walking to get my breakthrough. I'm walking for my healing. I'm walking for the victory. I see it coming. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Does somebody see the miracle on the way? Hallelujah. I don't have it yet, but I can see it coming. I see your healing coming. I see the Lord touching you right now. Hallelujah. If you will keep walking, not by sight, but by faith, you shall receive it. Hallelujah. While they were walking, Elisha turned to Elisha and say, you've been following me all the time. I try to stop you, but you keep following me. You are persistent. Tell me, what is on your mind? What you want? Why are you behind me? Why do you continue to walk behind me? And Elisha said, I need something special for you. I don't need riches. I don't need money. I don't need anything else. I need double portion of your spirit. That's what I need. That's what the church needs today. That's what every believer in the spirit needs. You just don't need a portion. You need a double portion. Because the world we live in is getting sophisticated every day. The devil is creating new techniques every day, trying to convince you and I that Jesus is not coming back. But we need double portion of the Spirit of God. Because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. But mighty to Jesus Christ putting down a stronghold. You need double portion if you will fight the enemies. You need a double portion of the Holy Ghost. If you will pull down a stronghold, you need a double portion of the Holy Ghost. If you lay your hands on the sick, that the sick will recover, you need a double portion of the Holy Ghost. If you will lay your hand on somebody to receive the Holy Ghost, you need a double portion of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shouted hallelujah. And he said, you ask a hard thing. And Elisha said, I've been believing in God since I started walking behind you. That it is possible. Hallelujah. While they were walking, the Bible says, oh, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses on it.
a son of them, a part of them in a son, and Elijah got on the chariot of fire into heaven. And Elisha tore his clothes because he saw the chariot of fire of Israel. And when he saw it, while looking at the chariot going into heaven, he saw the roar coming down. He saw Elijah roar coming down, and he fell down. And he grabbed it. He began to rejoice. I got it. What I've been seeking for, I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. Hallelujah. Somebody. He never wasted time. He went to the Jordan River. He said, the God of Elijah opened this river, and he smoothed it, and the river opened. And those that were discouraging him, they began to celebrate with him. They said, you got the power that you have been looking for. You got it. I'm about to tell you today what you have been seeking for, what you have been looking for, what you have been struggling for, believing God for. You got it today. If you will stand with me and believe you got it, you will worship God and believe that you got it. Somebody stand with me and believe that you worship. Believe it and worship. You got it. He said, I got it. He said, I got it. Faith is not about what you see now. It's about what you see in the spiritual realm. Whatsoever you have been seeking God for, he says, to declare to you today, you got it. Somebody got the healing. Somebody got a new job. Somebody got a kid coming on the way. Somebody got something that you have been seeking God for. And God said, it is coming down. You got it already. Just lift up your hand and worship God just one more time. Hallelujah. 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 I want to close on this. I want to close on 1 Kings chapter 8, 18, 44. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, how it's going to work. I'm going to close on this. Hallelujah. It said, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea, like a man hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. What God about to do in your life, it's going to start little. You're going to see it, like my hand. You're going to pray the first time. You're not going to see anything. The second, the fourth, the third, the fifth time, the sixth time, you're never going to see anything. But keep on believing. Hallelujah. Your answer is on the way. And then, the seventh time, you're going to see a symbol. And you're going to see it getting bigger. And you're going to receive it. Because God will move, not by your shouting, but by your faith to work. And what you see today is what you're going to get. And I bless God today that somebody under the sound of my voice, you have received it already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. You have received it already. All you got to do is just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. If you can see it, you can get it. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happened. And now I know he touched me. And he made. Oh, he touched me. I feel that Jesus touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happen. And now I know He touched me and He made me whole.
Somebody begin to worship, begin to worship, begin to worship. For all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, hallelujah. It is possible. It is possible. All is possible. It is possible. It's not hard. There's nothing too hard for God. He can do anything. Begin to believe. Begin to trust and worship that it shall come to pass in your life. What God has said, it shall come to pass. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see my miracle on the way. I see my healing. I see my breakthrough. I see my victory. Hallelujah. Oh, I see God setting somebody free. Oh, I see the blood moving in your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, what you see, that what you get. What you see, that what you get. Hallelujah. If you can see it this hour, you can receive it. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worship the Lord just one more time. Just worship the Lord just one more time. Hallelujah. Worship. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I'm closing, and God keep bringing this to me. In the middle of the preaching, he said, I should say, but I skip it, and I want to close, and he brought it back to me. And I want to leave this with you. Moses died and was buried by God, right? In the mountain. Elijah, Noah said, saw death. He was taken up. Upon the Mount of Transfiguration, both of them appear alive. Hallelujah. In a glorified body. And that's what Peter saw. And that's what increased Peter's faith. He said, one day, I will be like this. Hallelujah. Let me say to you, Moses represents those that die in the Lord, that one day you will see them. Elijah represents those that will be alive, filled with the Holy Ghost. When the trumpet sound, they shall be changed. So God revealed things to us that we will see and know what we are about to receive. And don't expect anything to be better. As we said last Sunday, get right with God. You go home, day is coming. We're about to leave. That what I see right now, I see heaven. And I see the saints go marching in. I hear the trumpet sign. And the dead in Christ about to rise. It's happening. Amen. It is happening already. In the spiritual realm, we see Jesus coming. The Bible says, keep looking up. Somebody gotta keep looking up. Because he is coming back. In Jesus' name. Let us worship one more time. I believe you, Lord God. I see you coming in your glory. I see you coming in your glory. I see you coming in your glory. Hallelujah. I hear the trumpet sounding already. If you can see it, you can get it. I see myself in the rapture. I see myself walking on the street that paved with gold. I see myself receiving eternal life. What you see, we can get it. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go in Jesus' name. Don't forget the Bible studies. Pastor will be here, I believe, next Sunday. I want to let you know, go in faith, trusting God for every little thing, and trusting God for every big thing. In Jesus' name. God bless you.